This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Hey. Morning, darling man.
Morning, Anastasia.
I'm shocked to walk in today. I'm dressed up like I'm going to the snow, and you've got your shorts on.
I've got my shorts on.
We're going to have, like, what, 26 degrees today?
26.
Fantastic.
Probably when we finish here, it'll still be 13 degrees,
yeah,
though.
Exactly.
But it's going to be a magnificent day. In fact, the week's going to be quite warm, I think.
Yes, well, we've got 29 degrees on Wednesday, and I'll be in a kitchen. I'm not happy about it.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a lovely weekend. I had the most massive kebab that you could ever get your mouth around.
Really?
Yesterday.
So did I.
In the sun, in Coburg, and it was incredible. And you know when you have conversations with people and you think it's just a friendly conversation? I ended up meeting an 81-year-old man that came up to me while I was hoeing into my kebab.
Oh, wow.
My falafel kebab, shall I let you know about that?
Yeah.
And it turned into him being quite sleazy.
Oh, really?
I went, bloody hell, here I thought this lovely Croatian man just wanted to have a conversation with Anastasia in the sun on the park bench, and all he wanted to do was have a bit of Anastasia and her kebab.
Well,
so
he was attracted. He was, it's a compliment.
Well, do you blame him?
Hey, I went and saw the new Blade Runner.
Did you? What's it about?
Well, it follows on from the previous one. It's a fantastic. It was really good, actually.
Did
I preferred
like it, yeah?
Because I watched the original the week before just to catch up on things.
Yeah.
But it was really good. But it's got Robin Wright in it. You know,
Robin
from
Wright.
House of Cards, Claire Underwood.
The most beautiful woman alive. I reckon that she's the reason I'm gay.
And well, she is beautiful, and she's beautiful in this too, but she still does play an authority figure, so she's head of the New York Police Department in the film, and she does a great job.
I'd love to see her in uniform. She's so beautiful.
Oh, she looks... Yeah, she's not in uniform. She's still in sort of her corporate gear, futuristic corporate gear anyway, but she looks amazing, a similar role.
Oh,
but I won't tell you what happens to her, though, because I don't want to spoil.
Hey, coming up, you don't know.
There's a new type of beer. I'm not sure you'll drink it. I'm going to tell you about that. Plus, I've got a replacement for those pimple-popping videos that you love.
Hey, now listen, I'm just reading in the paper today. There's been a survey conducted about your top gripe in hotels and motels, right?
Yeah.
And guess what the biggest complaint is from customers that are really, really...
Cleanliness.
No, not cleanliness. Try again.
Maybe the comfort of the bed.
No. I used to work in a hotel. I was a duty manager in Sydney, and the top gripe was the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
People are so angry about it.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And I've sat in a lot of hotels, and it's always that thing, isn't it, that you never get the Wi-Fi. They never get the Wi-Fi right.
No, or it's slow, or it drops out. Sometimes they time out after a while.
Yes.
You know, and they did 5 minutes or whatever, you've got to re-put the password in or whatever. I hate that. Yeah.
What other gripe do you have?
My biggest gripe is pillows.
Mm.
So I hate big puffy pillows.
Yes,
I find if my neck goes to 90 degrees, how can I sleep? And
yeah.
I find that really frustrating. They never seem to have the right pillow.
Yeah.
I find. But I suppose you can always ask them if they've got other ones or something.
Exactly.
But that's my number one thing. And cleanliness in the bathroom.
Yeah, sometimes they're really dirty.
They're really filthy.
Yeah.
Like you see hair or something like
that. Exactly.
But I think Wi-Fi is probably the biggest one. I remember a few years ago, I had a guy over at my place,
right,
and he wanted access to my Wi-Fi, and I gave it to him.
Mm.
And 2 days later, he was sitting out the front of my house using my Wi-Fi.
That will teach you not to pick up people off the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you like beer?
No, not really. I've got to be really in the mood. I only like Japanese beer in the summer. Yes.
Okay, yeah. I don't mind it on a nice warm day.
Mm.
Like I probably would this week if it's starting to warm up a bit. But there's a new beer out. Mate, you wouldn't probably drink this then.
Right.
A Danish brewery has made a new drink crafted using 50,000 litres of urine.
You're kidding,
I'm
right?
Not. It's absolutely, absolutely.
Animal urine.
It's called
human urine.
Pissnar.
You are kidding.
And it's used collecting the pee that was left from the attendees of 2015's Roskilde Festival. No, they probably, I don't know, maybe they had tanks or something. And they collected it all and they've made beer out of it.
That is shocking.
But not directly, I have to confess, not directly. It doesn't actually contain the pea.
Right, just
It was used as an ingredient, but the malting barley was fertilised using it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, would you still drink it, though?
No, of course I wouldn't.
I would.
You'd drink it?
Yeah, because it wasn't...
Knowing that someone's pissed in your glass.
But they haven't. They
like, where are your values?
They used it to fertilise the crop. I watched the Whitney Houston documentary over the weekend.
Oh, Can I Be Me?
Yeah, Can I Be Me?
Yes, I watched it at the cinemas. What did you think?
There was a couple of things about it. I thought Bobby Brown was the bad person that, you know, was the bad influence in her life, but it wasn't. It actually was her family at first.
Oh, her father.
Her father.
Her father was a tyrant, I think.
And her mother, she seemed a bit, like a bit of a narcissist to me. It was all about her.
Well,
she
was all about her, and Whitney was just an extension of her. And
She was saying, you know, it was me that got her where she is, and I taught her all the tricks. Like, it was all about her.
Yeah, it was all about the parents, actually. That's what I picked up on straight away, too.
But the one thing that I really did love was Robin.
Oh, her best friend.
Yeah, well, her best friend, but then Bobby Brown did say if only they could have been open about their relationship, she may have been here now. So
yeah, exactly.
I don't know, was she bisexual?
I think she was.
I reckon she was too, actually.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great one, but the one thing I really got out of it is I wanted to be a friend.
Yeah.
There's so many things I wanted to
did
say to her.
Did you feel a lot of sadness while you were watching and thinking if I was your friend, I could have maybe helped you along the way? She
like
didn't
that.
Really have those influences, did she? She just had Robin, her friend, but that was it.
Yeah, and some of the others, I just wanted to say, piss off.
Yeah.
Because she seemed so insecure when she first started her career.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she just took a turn.
And you know what's really interesting about it? She was so loyal to her family, to her mother and father, who I think were actually quite abusive.
Exactly. And then her father tried to sue her for $200 million.
Exactly.
So a great film if you want to see it. It is on Netflix.
Yes, check
now
it out.
Now the documentary, Can I Be Me, Whitney Houston. Here she is, so emotional on Joy.
Thank God for that.
It's not a pimple. Stop.
Mate, listeners, if you're wondering what just happened, I had to climb over the panel and pop this pimple that was just looking at me on Warren's nose. It was covering half your face.
It wasn't.
Thank God it's over.
Do you like those pimple popping videos? Yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah.
They're horrible.
Yeah, they're really funny, actually. It's good to send them to people you don't like to annoy them.
the massive ones she gets are amazing, but there's a new trend.
Would you suck the cream out of them, though?
Oh, yuck, no way. We did speak about that cake last week. But there is a new trend that's replacing them, and it's ingrown hair videos.
Oh.
Ingrown hair videos.
Gotta love an ingrown hair.
There's even a full Instagram account dedicated to ingrown hair removal. It's got more than 55,000 followers so far. It's gaining popularity, much like Dr. Pimple. I watched a few on the weekend.
Of course, you get obsessed. You know
story.
What I've noticed? You get obsessed with all that kind of stuff.
You get obsessed.
You?
And I was watching them come out, and it was just amazing. Because I used to get them as a kid.
The ingrown hairs.
Because my hair
as
was
as a kid,
curled.
Like, how old are you?
No, you know. As
4 years old. Ingrown hair, beard.
No, my hair's curly, like it was curly, and my beard would grow in at first. I don't know what happened, it doesn't matter.
I just imagined you 4 years old with curly hair and having ingrown hairs on your head and trying to pop them off your skull.
Pop them off, but it doesn't do it now. But I did, I always got them because they would curl in and grow in.
I get them when I'd get, like, you know, before I'd go to the beach and couldn't be bothered for a wax, so I'd just shave the sides.
Oh, and then it would come after shaving. Ingrown hairs, it's the new trend. You can check them out on Instagram. What's the pose? Is it duck lips?
Duck lips.
Where people do
where people
these.
Pout.
Yeah, they pout. Is it called duck lips?
I'd say so because they do end up looking like ducks. I've done it a couple of times.
That's been around a little while, hasn't
it? Yes, well, for a century.
Well, there's a new trend starting and it's to counteract that whole Instagram posing thing.
Yeah.
And it's called chinning. It's called chinning. And you pose, you put the camera up, but you put your chin down so you get this huge double chin. You do.
What if you've already got a double chin?
Well, you just have to smile.
Oh, my God.
But that's the whole idea, is to bring your chin right down so you get
so
all.
So you don't show your neck.
So you don't show your neck.
But what's. Is it supposed to be sexy or is it.
No, it's supposed to counteract the whole craze of pouting and duck face and all that sort of stuff. And there's a lady that started it. It's taking off in China at the moment, is chinning. So, Stasia, we're going to do a couple of photos.
Oh, my God, we have to do some chinning.
See how many folds
Sounds
you got.
Great.
See you move your body on Joy 94.9 with Anastasia and Warren.
Yes, move your body. Now, apparently you moved your body a little bit on Friday night.
What?
You had a date on Friday.
Oh, my
night.
Goodness. You're not meant to bring this up.
Oh, well, hello. Look, we're running out of things to talk about. So I thought, why not ask you on air how your date was? Now, you only called me 5 times before you met him.
It was good.
Just quickly, Anastasia, I forgot to tell you.
It was lovely.
Drink, just quickly. One more thing, promise, last call. till your
phone was
day.
Running hot.
It was
nervous.
Running hot. So how did you go? What did you wear?
It was really nice.
Did you wear like a polo shirt or a t-shirt?
I think I did. I think I had a polo on. I can't remember.
Did you wear your tight jeans?
That yeah, I always wear my tight jeans.
Department store. Yeah. From the kids'
wear. No, I did. I had a lovely time. I had a lovely dinner. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Just dinner?
Just.
Did you go anywhere else after dinner?
Stop asking me questions. I did not.
The first night.
I'm not saying
anything. You're talking about, you know, I'm going to really be careful. I've just come out of a relationship. I'm just going to meet people.
Shush.
And that, just be friends.
This, you know what, I got into I did get caught out the next day, though.
Yeah.
Because
so you did stay the night.
I'm not saying anything because he rode his bike, but we drove home.
Right.
And I didn't offer to drop him back at his bike the next day. And then I'd just come out.
Why?
I'd been exercising.
Right.
I've been to the gym. I was sweaty. I was in my gym stuff.
Yes.
Like smelly and looking really, God. You know. I've got my daggies in gear
on. Sounds sexy to me.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot to. So I text and I said, hey, do you want me to drop you back to your bike? And
yeah.
It sort of, it wasn't short. A year later, I'll have time to share. And he said, yeah, I'm free now. So I had to go over in this.
Oh, my God.
Seeing the worst of me, you know, it was just so embarrassing.
But if he saw the worst of you and he's still contacting you, it means that he saw the best of you.
So, yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's not so bad because then I was reading about this new latest celeb.
Did you pash on the night?
That's enough of the questions.
Did
the
you use tongue this or is just,
the,
was it
This
just...
is the latest. This is the latest. Maybe that's why I'm getting tongue-tied today. The latest new fashion trend from celebrities is sweat gym pants that look like moths ate them. They do. That's the latest fashion trend.
Is that the latest trend. Fashion trend?
The latest.
Unbelievable.
So gym pants or tracksuit pants, whatever you want to call them, and they look like moths of it, and they're full of holes.
Oh, my God.
But they
God.
Look like moth holes.
Don't you get addicted to putting your finger in those little holes and stretching it? I know.
I do too.
Everybody does. You get into that little hole, and then your jumper's gone.
I know. Well, you know what they're called?
It's perfect for you.
They're called...
Easy access.
They're called deconstructed gym pants.
Oh. Who's the creator? I'm going to give them a call.
Deconstructed gym
Honestly,
pants full of holes. I think they're probably about $200.
Yeah,
too.
Of course they are. For holes everywhere.
Your Greek background.
Yes, I am.
Did your family ever go fishing?
Did they ever go fishing? No. Dad did when we were a lot younger, and in Greece we did a lot of fishing, but no.
Have you ever – there's a tradition where you kiss the first catch.
You're kidding
me. No,
right?
You pull it out of the water and you kiss it.
You kiss it.
Kiss the first catch.
Oh, how lovely.
It's to do with I don't know, good luck or
Wishing
something.
It good luck before you eat it.
Yeah, well – well well, a man
– I just killed you to eat you. Mwah. I got you.
Well, apparently it is a bit of a tradition, but a man did it recently, and the fish wriggled into his mouth and down his throat. When he kissed it.
Serves him right. I hope he had a swim in his guts and came out of his back.
It jumped
Serves you right for going fishing, buddy.
But you know what? It was pretty bad because it did cut off his airway.
Oh, did it?
He went into cardiac arrest.
Serves him right for fishing.
Because he couldn't breathe. Paramedics rushed. They dislodged the fish. Mm. But that had to come out in one piece apparently or it's getting worse. So, but they were finally able to extract the fish from the man's throat. So don't kiss a fish when you go fishing.
Don't go fishing. Leave the fish alone. Let them be in their own domain, swimming merrily. While swimming your guts instead.
In Cleveland, two fast food restaurant workers were robbed by a man wearing a ski mask.
Oh, my God.
Or
That's
a bella
very
club, whatever
scary.
You call it. But one of them thought that the guy might be a former co-worker.
Right.
According to reports. And so what they did is one of the workers said, oh, his name was Cleveland, was the guy who allegedly robbed the place. And one of the workers behind the counter said, so he's got a ski mask on. You can't see him, but they just had a feeling that it was
him. I'd love to do this to my ex-boss, yeah.
And one of the workers went, Cleveland, is that you? And he replied, no, it's not me. Now, I feel sorry for this guy in China.
Right.
I really do.
Yes.
His identity has not been revealed, but it's been reported in a Chinese newspaper.
Mm.
He was taken to hospital by firefighters, and he didn't want to explain. And I understand why he doesn't want to explain what happened.
Right.
But he had his penis stuck in a wrench.
In a what?
A wrench. You know those spanners, the adjustable spanners.
My God.
He had it stuck
in
one.
Was he checking to see how many inches he was?
I no idea. No idea. But to make it work, the poor man. Doctors tried to cut the wrench off, but the material was too hard, and they could obviously they can't, so they couldn't break it.
Oh, the poor darling. Imagine walking around with that.
With this wrench
thing
on.
Hanging off it.
So then firefighters tried a ring cutter to make some incisions to see if they could snap it, but the battery-powered tool was not powerful enough and it ran out of batteries and the blades wore out. So the poor guys had all these people standing around trying to take this thing.
Now talk about humiliation.
Meanwhile, it got more swollen due to the pressure.
Oh, my God.
So then, anyway, they got it off with a disc cutter eventually, and it managed to come off. But the footage shows him standing there with firefighters around and flames and sparks going absolutely everywhere. So yeah,
that little fella
poor guy got a lot of attention.
Oh, talking about a little fella in his pants.
Yeah, I know. He'd be mortified.
Well, say it's little. You never know.
Have you ever got revenge on your ex?
Have I ever gotten revenge? Look, I fantasize about getting revenge, but I think the best revenge is just getting on with it and moving on completely.
I agree.
That's the best revenge, because I think your ex always feels it energetically when you're over it.
Now, didn't you see someone that you thought you were in love with yesterday, though?
I know. Can you remember? I thought I was completely in love. Yeah, completely, and I felt nothing.
Felt nothing?
I didn't even flinch, and I thought, wow, how amazing is that? One minute you think you're completely into this person, the next they don't even exist.
Isn't it great when you move to that point?
Oh, yeah.
So I saw my ex yesterday too, which
did
is rather coincidental. Yeah, and same thing.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
How good is that? So that's revenge, Warren, isn't it?
Well, it is in a way, yeah. Because you just, they didn't stir up anything.
Exactly.
It was completely good. But unlike this couple, so his version of events were, so he's this Wall Street banker.
Right.
And his version of events started like this. He said, she looks at me and says, I have something to tell you. I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God. That's a good
thing. They weren't expecting it. So they had this conversation about her being pregnant, and he agreed to support the child.
Poor guy.
But then she said, I'm not pregnant with a kid.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I'm pregnant with an idea.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Not at all. So she was a model. She wanted to start a marketing business and hoped that he would help fund it with, like, you know, 50, 100 grand or whatever. But he said, no, I've already bought her a Gucci bag, a new iPhone, new Beats headphones for her birthday. But this request blurred the lines between business and pleasure. So you know what she did? She got his sports car and she drove it into the pool.
Oh, my God.
She drove it into the pool. So then she texted him. She said, you told me you will help me to start a business. That they were your words. Now you want to be an investor. Well, investor, I have a surprise for you on your backyard. Start with that investment idea first.
Oh, my God.
And then she never spoke to him again. So how's that? I'm glad I'm not like that with my
totally.
Ex.
If I got pregnant to you, would you support me?
Is it a kid or an idea?
No, I'll be a kid with curly hair.
Now, you know, we like our new technology here.
We do love our new technology.
We like to review it.
Yes.
But there's one new thing.
I just got to listen to it.
there's a new digital camera out.
Right.
Right, and it's fully digital.
Yes.
So obviously no film. Who has a film camera anymore?
Of course.
But to get it to work, you've got to put old film in it. You've got to pretend like it's not film, but it looks like film. You've got to stick it in the camera.
You've got to pretend. This is what it's come down to.
Put
this
it
is
in.
How we live in this society.
And you've got to wind it on before you can take a photo.
But you're pretending to.
Yeah, but it doesn't do anything. It's got a winder on it, so you've got to wind it, and then you can press the click button. But you know how with your phone or any other camera, if you want a black and white, you press black and white. Mm. If you want, you know, some effect, you go and press the effect on it, right? This one, each
little...
You've
got to dress in black and white?
You've got to dress in black and white. Each of the films that you put in is the effect. So if you want black and white, you've got to put this black and white cartridge in. Like,
God,
what's the point of that? Have you ever, when you were working, or you still are, in the cooking industry?
Yeah, I'll be working tomorrow, actually. 29 degrees. Burning in that kitchen for people's eggs.
I'm going to come in and
you
eat.
Come in all three.
I'm going to come in
scrambled
and I'm
going
to order something. I'll have one of those with none of this. Can you please make sure you change
the
salad? I am. Did you find that men were paid differently in that industry?
You know what? I didn't. I never found that out, because if I'd found it out, I would have walked out and had massive fights with them. But I'm sure it happens, my darling. Absolutely.
Some good news from Norway. Players from Norway's national ladies football team are going to be paid the same amount as their male counterparts. How's
fantastic.
That?
About bloody time.
The Norwegian Football Association outlined a new financial package that will be introduced next year. So the men agreed to take a pay cut to aid with the wage restructuring.
Right.
With both teams set to earn a collective 6 million krona.
Well, that's really lovely of them to have a pay cut down.
Well, prior to it, the women got 3.1 million and the men got 6.55. But now they're all going to get 6, exactly.
Well, that's good to know. So when we hit the million buckaroonies, when we start signing those contracts,
yeah,
means that we're going to be getting paid
the same. What do you mean? I'm already on a million. That's it for us.
Oh, so can't wait to be with you again, though. It's Thursday, right?
Thursday, 6:30 a.m. Have a fantastic Monday.
Three more sleeps or two more sleeps.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.